no tax.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Well, the House was working late. Oh, yeah. A lot of Domino's pizzas, a lot of chicken wings, and lots of strong coffee. They passed a continuing resolution into the wee hours on Friday, 219-203. And what it is to set up basically a showdown with the Senate that would prevent a partial government shutdown. And at odds was the disaster funding bill. If you remember, the Democrats in the Senate wanted to put heap more money onto it, and the Republicans wanted less money. They didn't want to put all the other stuff on there. So that was where the two sides disagreed. This has been going on now for a couple of weeks, really. So that passes. Then the threats of the shutdown, not going to happen right now. Of course, October 1st is looming, so there is still a big question mark ultimately. Are you tired of hearing that? I mean, come on, get it right. Ridiculous. So at least it gets through one hurdle. Probably won't get through the Senate, but then they will go through the weekend, and then we'll see what happens. Speaking of seeing what happened, that's exactly what many of you were probably doing earlier in the evening. I think the ratings are probably going to be pretty good. Nielsen takes those overnight ratings. We'll see. But there was yet another debate, and these debates are getting pretty juicy. Juicy in the sense that you're getting a real sense of the candidates because of the questions and the back and forth, and the gloves are definitely off. But that's a good thing, because whoever on that stage emerges, they're going to be the candidate, ultimately, I believe, that represents the Republicans in the race against Obama for 2012. So who looks and seems and is the best choice to possibly be the next president of the United States? The Texas governor, Rick Perry, the former Massachusetts governor, Mitt Romney, Michelle Bachmann, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul. Ron Paul has a lot of people that like him, a lot of people that would label themselves as libertarian, a lot of people that just like the choice of Paul because of the fact that he never really pulled any punches, took a lot of political hits for some of the things that he said, and now people are using his ideas and embracing them. You know, maybe 10 years later, but they're embracing them because look where we are in this country when it comes to our financial security and just the ridiculousness of the ever-increasing deficit and the spending mentality. So there are more debates that are going to happen before the end of the year. In this one, Rick Perry ended up having to deflect a lot, meaning he was attacked about immigration, he was attacked about Social Security, he was pressed a lot on those things, and border security was another thing. And, of course, he's always going to get hit up for his executive order that mandated that middle school girls have to be vaccinated against sexually transmitted HPV virus that could cause cervical cancer. That's an easy one. That's one that they're going to go after him for. Michelle Bachmann, that seems to be what she does. She's usually the one. And she did again, saying that the vaccine was just, he supported it because it was a favor to a pharmaceutical company that donated to his campaign. So he was absolutely the target, which makes sense because he's leading in all the polls. His lead has shrunk, but he still is the lead guy. And when you're the person that's up there that has the most votes in the polls anyway, that's exactly what's going to happen to you. So we'll see what happens in the next debate. But this one was sponsored by Fox and Google. And actually, I think the questions were pretty good. And I think it's good that they're eating their own, so to speak, because somebody ultimately has to emerge. And who is that going to be that has the best chance to run and win against Obama? And that's what you have to ask yourself if you're looking at any of the guys or the woman on the stage right now at all of these debates. Do any of them fit the bill for you? Do any of them seem like they would make a good president? And then, of course, it's on to go after Obama after that. And Obama's numbers are dropping in the poll, but he's trying to rally the obvious base and go after the middle, go after the independents. But with the economy keeps, you know, dipping the way it is, where we see the Dow drops 400 points again, two of the worst days since 2008, it's the guy in charge that's going to ultimately get the blame. If people aren't getting back to work, and you're hearing about these jobs bills or his jobs bill that should put people back to work, and then you find out the jobs wouldn't even happen for another 4 or 5 years, like at the Ohio Bridge where he went to pitch it, he's having trouble with the photo ops. First he goes to the Ohio Bridge where they really are building another bridge, and then it would still be years before the people would be hired to do that and before it would be finished. And remember, he had the Solyndra thing a year ago, which was the company that was making the green panels that they were begging for a federal loan, the stimulus, and they got it and then went bankrupt. And they were lobbying the White House. They were looking for every angle they could. And the president did a major photo op there where he talked about what a great company it was. This is America, where you take these startups and you're making solar panels, you're going green, the technology, all that stuff. And then that blew up in his face. Wonder who decides on that. There's probably got to be 3 or 4 point people that sit there and figure out this would score some big points with the voters. So they're in the subtraction column, I would say, right now. Absolutely. All right, at the top, because we're always pounding you with so much negative news, which, by the way, speaking of negative, Ahmadinejad ripped the U.S., again, about 9/11, the Holocaust, being Zionist, the same old crappy speech that he gives every single time. And guess what happened? Everybody gets up and they leave. Nothing new. So with all the negative news right off the bat, as we're getting ready to go into and nail the score for week 3 in the NFL with your chance to win bragging rights and prizes and all that stuff, I thought we'd have a daily salute. And the daily salute has to be this. The San Francisco Giants baseball fan that was beaten in the parking lot of Dodger Stadium, wow, he's made a big turn for the better. Because, do you know, it's been 6 months? Can you believe it? And his name is Brian Stowe, and a lot of people have really come to his aid. He's a paramedic, 42 years old, just laying in a hospital in a coma as a result of that beating, and he's talking. He started to kind of talk. He's been working with a speech therapist, and he was able to say his daughter's name. Her name's Tabitha, and trying to say the name of his son, Tyler. I mean, he was critically injured, and he was also able to give his birth date and that kind of stuff. So, bravo, daily salute. That's a good thing that he's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was in that parking lot when he was confronted by two men, Marvin Norwood and Louis Sanchez, and they both pleaded not guilty last month to felony charges related to that beating. And you can see it clearly. It was unprovoked, and they began kicking and punching him and yelling profanities at him about the Giants. And it took about 15 minutes after the attack for somebody to reach Stowe, you know, to get to him and then get him to the hospital. Wow. How sad. But there you go. Silver lining. He's starting to get better. That's a good thing. Nail the score coming up next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Who's it going to be? The Broncos and the Titans, the Lions and the Vikings, the Texans and the Saints, the Patriots and the Bills, the 49ers and the Bengals. Ooh, week three in the NFL. It's been a very strange week. I feel lucky that I had 11 right last time around, and the first week wasn't easy either. Here's how it works. We're going to get our computer here in a second as Donovan Madsen is struggling to try to get the computer out of the box again. At Genesis, boy, they just always shove our stuff in a little corner.
Twist those knobs! Twist those knobs! You pull the lever!
Exactly. Twist those knobs. All right, so without further ado, Donovan, let her rip. Well, how about that? I don't think I would have guessed that that would be the game, but sure enough, it's the Patriots and the Bills. Patriots and the Bills. Ooh, this is kind of a tough one. Except for straight up, you don't have to worry about the line. If you were playing this, the line is the Patriots get 9. That's a pretty tough one. And, of course, Tom Brady's like a world beater, and he's almost at 1,000 yards if you've been watching him. So it's now a question of what happens with the defense. The Bills, though, they've got 2 wins, and they've really surprised a few people who weren't paying attention to what they were doing. So I'm going to say it's in Buffalo. I'm going to say that I'm going to go with the Patriots, and I think the final score is going to be 38 to 27. 38 to 27. It's a 1 o'clock kick, and the weather's supposed to be a little bit precipitation. They're talking about maybe they're going to get some rain there, and it depends on that rain factor, you know. Then he's got to throw, both of them have to throw a wet ball. So that could kind of change things a little bit. But the Bills are certainly a team to watch. But what a test they're going to get when they try to avoid the 10th straight loss to the Patriots. Yes. And this is after they ran over Kansas City 41-7 in their opener. And then they beat Oakland in a tight game 38-35. So they've been putting up some points. And I like the Bills, but I think the Patriots win it. So you got my score, 38-27. What's your score? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Before we go to all the people who are starting to light the lines up, I'm going to give you a chance to do that, to have everybody jump in here. We're going to, coming up this hour, we're going to still have a, we're going to have a sports shorts for you. And then also a trivia question. We'll see if anyone can answer the very tough trivia question that I came across when I was doing my research. It's great. I mean, even if you don't get the trivia question, you're just listening, you want to hang around and listen to it because it's a good fun fact about football. So that's all I'm going to give you. I'm not going to tell you any more there. The Jets looked impressive against the Cowboys because they escaped with a win. And that, of course, was the anniversary. What a weird way to say it, but of 9/11, 10 years. And they needed to pull out that win. They did. It was rough for the Cowboys because Tony Romo blew it, but then he came back last week and looked like a world beater because he played hurt. So he showed something there. So the Jets have one of my favorite players, LaDainian Tomlinson. Remember how great he was in the early days, certainly for the Chargers. So now he's in the backfield for the Jets. The Jets are on the road against Oakland, and I think in this audience, there are a lot of Raider fans. But here's what LaDainian Tomlinson had to say about the Jets, about his team, and about this game.
Real for the challenge. You know, we know that it's never perfect when you talk about scheduling, but we got to be prepared to play whenever we're supposed to. Pretty soon, I mean, they start throwing stuff at us. I mean, beer bottles, just everything was, you know, thrown at us. And so we hurry up and got off the field and continued our celebration in the locker room because we weren't going to celebrate on their field.
Ooh, beer bottles. All right, Dan in Texas, you get the first crack at the game that we're talking about, the Patriots and the Bills.
Okay. I say 27-20.
27-20, Patriots.
27-20.
Right. Good guess, Patriots.
And that word where the Muslims are hiding out and pretending to be your friend until they get enough of them and whack you is called taqiyya.
Oh, taqiyya. Thank you. It was something that came up on the show the other day. I forgot about that. Taqiyya. Let's go to Ken in Connecticut. Hey, Ken.
Yeah, I like the Patriots 35-17.
Ooh, 35-17. Are you a Pats fan?
No, I'm a Packer fan.
Ooh, Packers in Chicago. That's good. It's always a good game when they play, but I think the Packers take that one.
That's the game I thought that was going to be on, and because I thought that was the most intriguing game of the week.
Yeah, I think it is. In the line, Green Bay is favored by 4, but I think it is intriguing. Is Cutler going to be eating a lot of dirt? What's going to happen there? Rodgers is the man. You saw him win the Super Bowl last year. He's already, over 600 yards. I like it. I like that. I like Green Bay in the win there. Enjoy the game, Ken.
Yeah.
Let's move to Rick in Kentucky. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, pretty good. That guy almost got my score, but I want 34-17.
Pats? Right? Patriots?
Oh, yeah, Patriots for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's what I think, too. I mean, it's been fun to – it's been good for the Buffalo fans to give them that little ray of hope. But, no way against the Patriots. I agree. Thanks, Rick. Have a great weekend.
Them.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think even in Buffalo, it's going to play out that way. And it has. The history shows in the past it has, for whatever it's worth. Jose in Kentucky. Hello, Jose.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. You're just getting out of work?
Yeah, I just got out of work.
All right. What do you think? Who do you like? Do you like the Patriots?
Yes, we're going with the Patriots.
What's the score?
28-21.
28-21. All right, that's a good guess. Kind of close to Dan in Texas, but you got the 28-21 roll. Enjoy the weekend of games, and good luck on Nail the Score.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Rick in Illinois. Rick.
Hello, this Kate, this Nail and Palin time.
You're awful. You're awful. I'm going to send this clip to her people. And I'm going to, she's appearing on Hannity all the time. She's appearing on Fox. Yeah, she's a Fox kid.
She's not there though. She's hiding out somewhere there. Some hotel somewhere. Bunker. She's probably in some bunker.
She's mobile. I think she would probably pick the Patriots. Are you picking the Patriots?
No way.
Patriots, are you kidding me?
13. Buffalo Bills, 21.
Ooh, so our first Buffalo guess.
I think Bills are a team to watch this year.
I do, too. I agree. They're a team to watch, but I just don't know that I would want to watch them against the Patriots. I think that this is going to be their week to have the letdown. But I think they are a team to watch.
Yeah, I think they're going to be the underdog this year.
Yeah, Fitzpatrick, he's pretty good. He's got a good arm, and it's fun to watch him, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the slate of games, week three in the NFL. I don't know how many of you are in office pools or whatever, but I'm in two. I'm in one where you have to have the lines, you know, you're picking with the lines or against the lines, and where you're either giving points or getting points. And then one that's just straight up. And do you know that the one that's just straight up is harder than the one with points? Whatever, I don't get it. I'll tell you, and the worst is you got that Kansas City game against San Diego, and Kansas City, San Diego is giving up 14.5 points. That's a scary line, isn't it? 14.5 points. But, of course, we're just doing it for fun. It's not about gambling. 800-259-5791. Coming up here, we're trying to nail the score. Maybe one of you will do that in week three in the NFL. You don't have to know anything about football. You just have to throw out a numerical guess. We're talking the Patriots and the Buffalo Bills, what you think the final score is going to be. Coming up on the flip side, sports shorts, our trivia question, and more of your guesses next.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Calling all shooters, OpsGear.com is your source for targets and head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 25% on our exclusive shooting targets. We've got training targets, 3D targets, Zombie Osama, and our exclusive real threat targets. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save 25% on all OpsGear targets. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For the past 76 years, some of the biggest talk during college football season is not only who's the best team at the collegiate level, but the best player. This is the Sports Princess. That story next on Sports Shorts.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Tombstone Pizza. With multiple varieties to choose from, there's a Tombstone Pizza that's sure to please your family. What do you want on your tombstone? Family dinner is important, but who says it has to be at the table? When life gets busy and the pressure is on, pull out the good paper plates and settle in for pizza and a movie. It's fun, easy, and memorable for the whole family. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
It started in 1935 when New York City's Downtown Athletic Club started handing out the hardware for the best player. The trophy is named to honor one of the club's athletic directors, John Heisman, after his death in 1936. Heisman played football at Brown and Penn, also coached at a lot of colleges, including Auburn and Clemson, and he was the athletic director at Georgia Tech. The Heisman is Georgia Tech. The Heisman is we had a few little bugs in the system because I think the URS satellite slammed into a piece of our GCN facility. I hope everyone's okay there. The end of that report, by the way, Sports Shorts, here's what the scoop is. The Heisman Trophy, all of you know this, right? It's awarded in December before you head into the bowl season. And it's interesting, some of the statistics, some of the things that have happened over the years with the Heisman Trophy. When I was doing some research on it, like Archie Griffin, for example, from Ohio State, way back when in the 70s, he's the only guy to win it twice. Did you know that? How about that? Anyway, my trivia question is this. Who is, because I started thinking about this, who is the Heisman Trophy modeled after? Who is the player? Who is the trophy? You know, he's got the football back. Who is it? Any idea? If you do, you win a copy of Level the Playing Field. It's my new book. It just came out about a month ago. So we'll send you that. We're not giving away very many copies of it. The publisher's all over me. But if you can answer that question, who is the Heisman Trophy modeled after? All right, let's take a few more calls here because, of course, we're talking about Buffalo Bills and the Patriots. Who wins it? What's the final score going to be? Jack from Down Under says the Patriots take it 42-14. What do you say? 800-259-5791. Phil in Missouri. Hello, Phil.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Good. Who do you think wins this one?
Well, if Bill Belichick hasn't stolen their signals or illegally videotaped their practice, I think the Bills are going to take it 28-20.
Ooh, 28. So are you a Bills fan?
No, I just don't like the Patriots.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you on the Patriots. I picked the Patriots just looking at it purely from what I thought was going to happen, but I'm not a Belichick fan either. I agree. With the stolen signals and all the nonsense, he got too much of a slap on the wrist for my money. Yeah.
Yeah, that whole season should have an asterisk by
it. I agree. Absolutely.
They do that to Maris. They ought to do that to the Patriots for that season.
Yep. Amen. I agree with you, brother. Hey, you have a great weekend.
You too, Kate.
All right, let's go to Sam in Connecticut. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
You like the Patriots or do you like the Bills?
Bills.
What's the score?
It's going to be 35-27.
45-37? Say that again.
No, 35-27.
Oh, 35-27. I gotcha. You are locked and loaded, Sam. Good luck. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games. Right, we've also had people, and I should say this again, if you can't call us, then you can shoot us an email at americatonight.net, and once you get there, just click on the email and tell me who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. 800-259-5791. Here's a couple. This one from John, who says, Bills all the way. The Bills are going to win this, Kate. I think the final score will be 42-37. 42-37. The other two Bills' guesses were much lower. You just heard Sam's than that, anyway. Sam's and then Rick's. Okay, let's see. Here's another one from Ernest. Ernest says, boy, this is kind of an interesting game. I agree with you. I'm not a betting man, he says in big letters. But if I were, I don't know that I would bet on this game. It's kind of scary. Sort of your gut tells you the Bills, but will they cover? I'm not so sure. I'm going to go with, instead, the Patriots, and I think the final score will be 32-14. 32-14, so first you're giving props to Buffalo, and then you're going in a completely different direction. All right, how about Alan in Kentucky? Hey, Alan.
Hey, girl.
What do you think, Alan?
Well, I like the Patriots. 31-17.
31-17, and you, my friend, own that score. Good luck.
Yeah, need it.
There you go. All right, I hope somebody does win this, too, by the way. Thanks, Alan.
Me too.
Because it's a lot of fun. He's saying me too. It's a lot of fun when somebody wins. We did have Chris in Connecticut win a few years ago. I wonder what happened to Chris. She threw out her guess, and she nailed it and got all the prizes. It was a lot of fun for her, certainly. And it's tough to do. It's like I said, you would think when you look at a, you have two teams, and you just pick one team, forget about the points and all that stuff. You would think it would be easier to pick them, but you're so surprised in the end what the, you know, how many games people are getting when they participate in. You know, like CBS and NBC, all of them do those. They manage the fantasy football teams or pools or whatever. And it's, you can read the previews and you can try to make some sort of logical sense of it, look at defenses and look at special teams and, of course, look at the quarterback and the offensive lines and whatever you're looking at. But in the end, it's just any given Sunday, crazy things have already happened and crazy things can happen on whatever the matchup is, especially when you have injuries to key players like Michael Vick. He's cleared to play on Sunday. He was in practice. He had a concussion in the last game. So how, you know, how's Michael Vick going to play in his game? And then you have Tony Romo, where there's a question mark about whether or not he's going to play because he had a punctured lung and his rib, you know, a broken rib. So does he come out? They're being very coy about whether or not you're going to see Tony Romo, but that would make a difference. And, you know, you've got John Kitna there, but you have this offensive line that hasn't really played together and so many new faces that that's been a problem. That you've seen some problems with that line, I think. And the Cowboys are hosting the Redskins, who have two wins to start out with. So Redskins or the Cowboys, is Romo going to be the guy or not? That makes a difference. And there's some injuries to some other players. Miles Austin, one of their leading receivers, he's going to be out. Felix Jones, their running back, comes back in. But is he 100%? He's also been dealing with a nagging injury. And none of the coaches, and they shouldn't, because then it takes something about away from the other team. And none of the coaches want to use the excuse of the other team, you know, of the injuries. But if you have injuries to key people, I mean, look at the Colts. No Peyton Manning, so goes, you know, so goes the Colts. And even if your backup is solid, they don't know the team. They haven't had the reps from the quarterback position that your number one guy has had. So look at the Colts. I mean, now they're home and they've got the Steelers and they are in that two-game hole. Pittsburgh is favored by 11. 11 in that game. I'm glad that wasn't the game of the week that the computer randomly picked. All right, enough of me babbling in case some of you want to still get through here. We do have one more segment, and many people are chiming in on the email. I'll make sure that I get those. 800-259-5791. The game of the week, if you just tuned in, week three in the NFL. The Patriots take the field against the Buffalo Bills. Is this a typical Brady massacre, or is it a little bit tighter? How does the defense step up? They're going to have to pressure him, but he gets a lot of time to throw the football when they're on. So I just got to think that this is ripe for another Brady possible blowout. I didn't pin it as a blowout, but it has the makings of something that could be a blowout. If you've looked at the way they've played the first couple of games, even when they've been able to get to him, and even when, you know, you look at how he's been throwing the ball just on fire, there's always that chance, and it's not lost on the players around him. I mean, I'll tell you, the guy I like on that team, Wes Welker, he is fun to watch. And already he's got a couple of touchdowns, and he's still good in his hookups with Brady. Although I'm not a Patriots fan, I'm an Eagles fan. 800-259-5791. More Nail the Score coming up on the flip side.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Trivia question. Who is the Heisman Trophy modeled after? Goes to the best college football player. But who was the model for the Heisman Trophy, the famous pose? 800-259-5791. We're having fun. We do this once a week for a couple of segments. It's called Nail the Score. If you just tuned in and you want to nail the politician, I get you. I feel you. I'm right there with you. But we're nailing the score. Doesn't matter if you know anything about football, like it, hate it, love it, whatever. You just randomly, just like playing the lottery in Connecticut, playing the lottery in New York or Illinois or Texas, wherever, you're just randomly picking numbers. And you don't even have to pay a buck. You don't have to pay a buck. So AmericaTonight.net, hit the email. You can get in that way. Or Again, the digits 800-259-5791 up until the top of the hour. Here's one from Kyle who says, just like a couple of us have said, I'm not a Pats fan at all, but I have a gut feeling that the final score will be Patriots 34-14, and that's a pretty good score, guys. So that means the Bills are only getting a couple. How about that? See, they got a bunch of others here, too, as well. Let's go to Dave in Vermont. Dave has emailed this show for a long time with Nail the Score. He says, good morning, Kate. Patriots win. And he always gives me a couple just in case he's not the first one in with a score. He says, Patriots win 27-21. So he gets that, 27-21 Pats. Dan in Texas said 27-20. So you got it, Dave. You own it. How about that? Here's another one. This one comes to us from Little Bob. Not too many guys call themselves Little, but Little Bob says that he thinks the Patriots win it, and the final score is going to be 49-38. Okay, 49-38. You know, a long time ago, I would laugh at those kind of scores. Now, look at the scoreboard. Crushing numbers sometimes. And then you see crazy cockamamie scores where there's barely, it's like a peewee game. You know, they barely put up any points, and it's all about the defense and whatever. So it's been a strange season already. This is week three. Thank goodness we have football, huh? Oh, thank goodness. It is a good relief to focus on football instead of all the nonsense coming out of D.C. that's costing all of us money. 800-259-5791. Nail the score. Let's go to Billy Bob in Illinois. Hey, Billy Bob.
Hey. 17-15, Bills.
17-15, Bills. You are locked and loaded, Billy Bob in Illinois. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, 17-15. Like I said, stranger things have happened. Billy Bob might be onto something. That'd be an edge-of-your-seat game, and there'd probably be a whole lot of people that would be crying the blues because they'd be losing some money. You know, one of the best – I've had people ask me, where's the best place you ever saw a football game? Because I've been to all the stadiums, not the new one in New York, but I've been to all the stadiums previous to that. But it's not about the stadiums. I'll tell you, one of the best places I ever saw a game was when I lived in Vegas. I lived in Vegas for a couple of years doing a show on the Sports Fan Radio Network. And what a blast that was, just because it was just wall-to-wall football. How could you not know your football? You were interviewing people, you know, from coaches to players to whatever. It was boom, 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 6 hours straight. But what was really cool is you go to those sports books, and they'll put anything on. Like if you go and college day, you know, on Saturday for all the games, you could, whatever college you went to, I mean, they will put it on for you. And there's enough sports books in that town that you always get someone to do it. And it's crazy fun because people get, you know, are screaming and yelling at the TV. And it's almost like a private Super Bowl party in the sports book. All right. We actually, believe it or not, and I am just hoping they didn't look the answer up, right? We have a winner for our giveaway for the trivia question, for the Heisman question, and it goes to Bill, who says, I listen to the show all the time. I know what you're thinking. I did not Google the answer. I did not look at Wikipedia. Well, the fact that he said Wikipedia. Okay, so the question was, who is the Heisman Trophy modeled after? And what he said is, I've heard this before somewhere, probably because I play a lot of that barroom trivia. I know what he's talking about, the electronic stuff. And he said, Ed Smith. But Kate, to be honest, I don't know much about him, but I believe the name is Ed Smith. You are correct. Ed Smith was a player way back when, 1934, for then New York University. And here's what's interesting. I think this is the coolest story, and Level of Playing Field has kind of neat stories like this one in there, but it's that one's not in the Heisman Trophy. Ed Smith didn't know that he was that trophy was modeled after his pose, that it was him. until he was told, somebody called him and told him in 1982, hey, by the way, you know, that's you. And they gave him a replica trophy finally in 1985. How cool is that? Like, forever, you know, they used to make such a big deal, especially over the Heisman, the best college player, and then they still do. They televise it, and they get handed the same, you know, they get handed that trophy with the pose that everybody always messes around and emulates that pose. And here it was him, and he had no clue. So, congratulations. We actually have a winner. If you want to get a copy of the book, guys, it's cheap. It's $10. Go to Amazon.com. It's fun. There's a lot of cool things in it, a lot of funny stories about the Cowboys and some other things, baseball and whatnot. We have some more people that have decided to send us a guest, too, and you can do that, like I said, through the website. Here's one from Living It Up. That's a good nickname. Living It Up says, Kate, I don't know anything about football, but this is kind of a fun deal. I'm going to say that New England wins this, and I think the final score is 14-12. Does that seem rather odd to you? It does because it's low scoring, but, I mean, who knows? Who says it can't be a low scoring game? Eventually, you would think that the Patriots would have a let up. Remember their perfect season? And remember what happened then? They did not get to go and cap it off with a Super Bowl win. Mm-mm. Instead, that didn't happen for them. So, I don't think that is their... They want to amass the wins, of course, but the priority is just to go through the season, get the games as you go along, and just focus on that. Remember to tell your friends about Nail the Score, because I've had some people ask me about when is Nail the Score, because the first Nail the Score we did of the season, we did on a different night, but it's always Thursday night, and it's in our, really Thursday night, Friday morning, it's in our third hour. So in our third hour, we do that. And you can email, like so many people that I said tonight, Dave in Vermont is constantly always emailing us with the guesses, and that's good. He gives us a couple different ones. And some of the others do that, too, as well. Kyle did it this time around, and Ann did it, or not Ann, Little Something. What did he call himself? He just did it. I just announced that. So there was probably about eight or so that took that road, and good luck to everybody who participated and nailed the score. Boy, there were some good games on the board this week. And the Patriots and the Bills could be a good game, but there were some other games I liked. Like, I'm really curious as to what's going to happen with the Giants and the Eagles, because you got Vic in there, and, you know, it's in Philadelphia. You would think the line is even. That's almost like a game-time decision on that one. What's going to happen on the Monday night game with the Redskins and the Cowboys? It's in Dallas. That game's also even, you know, so who knows? Either way, good luck to everybody who participated. Maybe we'll be announcing a winner come the end of the weekend.